Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Patricia Sickman, a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. Patricia, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
Sure. DavidAdvisoryGroup.com. The book is Six Steps to Creating Profit. It's on Amazon and the other bookstores. And you can find me at DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com. Check it out, folks. And as you can tell, she has a lot of good ideas. And we're talking about some things you can do to grow your business, to be smart, to be incremental, to take a baby step at a time, to grow your business so that you're not stagnating, that even if you're, you know, if all about you seems to be collapsing, you know, the economy's not doing so well, you and I have got to do this. Small business owners we've got to take control of this economy, because we're the only ones who are going to do this. We're the only ones who are going to really reinvest in America in a quality way. And that's what Pat and I are talking about. Pat, what are some other things we can do to judiciously maximize every nickel of growth capital we have?
Yeah, other things that happen, many of us, if you have to buy something, and just like you have to buy a car, your car broke down, whatever's going on, you can't look at it the way you used to look at it. Every single thing that's going on in an office has changed. For instance, maybe you need a new phone system. There's virtual phone system, virtual PBX. Mm-hmm. You don't need to necessarily buy something that's installed in your office and with a box and $10,000 or more. You need to investigate whether an online phone system will work for you instead.
So you're talking about maximizing the cloud.
Something about maximizing the cloud in every area, but not just the cloud. Things that you think you might know are dead. Things are changing so fast, so that when you have to buy something, don't just call in one salesperson and buy it.
Right.
Research whether there's something new that's gone on that you don't even know about.
Well, there are innovations out there that are disrupting a lot of the ways that we thought business needed to be done, and
Correct.
you got to pursue those, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, with anything that you're buying, you want to make sure there's a return on investment. You don't want to be paying more money than you should. And phone systems are like prime. We spend a lot of money on telephones, cell phones, all this kind of thing, airtime. And like I said, there's virtual systems that you can rent on a monthly basis, just like people rent offices where it gives them the presence of having the whole office. But every single area has changed like that, just like postage machines. I mean, postage meters.
Mm-hmm.
Who uses postage meters anymore? But I
right.
mean, people do, but these are things that go away fast. And software, any new software that you're buying, you have to look at cloud-based software solutions.
As opposed to an installed product.
Yes.
Instead of buying for hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars an installed product that has to be updated manually, et cetera, think about buying incremental availability of that power on a per-seat basis.
It is per seat, per month. You can change it. You can go up. You can go down. Not for everything. Maybe not. It's not there yet for everything, but certainly if you're looking for sales tools for backup of your software, you know, for various things, it really is there right now.
If we stopped for a moment and tried to enumerate all the different little screws and machines that turn, the steps that are taken, the energy that's expended, et cetera, in our business, all the different little things, and we could find a way to improve the productivity, as you talked about us earlier, if we can find a little piece of technology that could improve the efficiency, the productivity, we could let someone else do it instead of us having to do it, like in an outsource. If we could sort of come up with all those things and find a nickel or a penny in each one of those, if over time, over a period of a year or more, that could be a lot of money, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, if we, you know, an office ends up being this whole of effort. So an owner might go in or a manager might go in and get stuck doing all these non-productive things all day. Just takes you away from
because that's the way we've always done it.
Yeah, and it's a waste of time. It's not helping the bottom line. It's hurting the bottom line. You can't afford to do that with this up and down economy and with the fear that's going on.
Well said. Hey, Pat, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
Pat Sigmund, Patricia Sigmund, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. We always get smarter when Pat joins us. Pat, we'll see you next time. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, reminding you, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.